The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Commenting on today's Gospel, St. Augustine says that we are like a ship. As a vessel on the sea is exposed to 1,000 dangers, pirates, shallows, hidden rocks, storms, so we too in this life are encompassed with perils, arising from the temptations of hell, from sin, from scandal, from bad counsel, human respect, and above all, from the passions of our fallen nature. He continues saying that this should not cause us to lose confidence, but rather, when you find yourself assaulted by a violent passion, take whatever steps you can to avoid the occasions and place your reliance entirely on God. When the tempest is violent, the pilot never takes his eyes from the light which guides him to port. In like manner, we should always keep our eyes turned to God, who alone can deliver us from the many dangers to which we are exposed each day. My brothers and sisters, oftentimes we find that within our lives there is a storm raging, and sometimes it feels like Christ is asleep up in the front of the ship, completely unaware to the dangers that we are exposed to. But I promise you, he's not passed out. He completely is aware, but he also knows that with us, if we have him, that we are safe, that our life, our ship, isn't going to capsize. But even if we are afraid, it's important then that we turn to Christ. We ask him, we tell him about whatever the storm is in our life, and he's going to repeat the same words he did in the gospel today to that storm. He's going to tell it to be quiet and to be still.